Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I am Kate Romero, your host of Spiritual Hollywood, and I'd love to give some gratitude to BBS Radio, Don Newsom and Douglas Newsom, Seth Hendrick over there, for just keeping all those plates spinning and doing so much good to raise awareness and consciousness in the world through these wonderful programs and hosts that they have. Speaking of wonderful, I have a guest on this evening that I'm very, very excited about, and I was just wondering why I didn't have this person on sooner, considering everything. And the person who is going to join us this evening as my guest is none other than leader and visionary publicist John Steller. John actually was originally a broadcast journalist with NBC News, and he's worked as a public relations professional since 1993. He's worked in and around the media since graduating from Reynolds School of Journalism at the University of Nevada, Reno. A native of Southern California, John utilizes a very personalized, grassroots, and organic approach to lead the company and succeed at gaining just the right media exposure and connecting all the right dots. One client branded him the unpublicist, which only comes from years of life experience, confidence, and intuitive gifts. John's enthusiasm and passion speaks volumes on how he operates in business and in life. John enjoys life with his wife, Kate Romero. Wait, that's me. And their children, ages 9, 13, and 26. Their tiny toy chihuahua, Louis Vuitton, and their teacup Yorkie, Chewbacca, in Southern California. And if you'd like to pull up the website for Steller Communications, that's www.e-pr.com. That's www.e-pr.com. So without further ado, I'd love to bring on John Steller. Hey, John.
Hi, Katie. Thank you so much for having me on. This is
surreal.
It's fun. And as you said, you've had me in the wings for a while. It's perfect that it's tonight. And I'm very grateful, and you don't know this yet, but I've been reviewing my life today, and so it's the perfect day to be on that I've been thinking a lot about my life the past couple of years, and I'm sure that'll come up in this conversation, so thank you. Very grateful.
You're welcome, and speaking of grateful, on the website, www.e-pr.com, you actually have a Steller gratitude page. And I know I, for one, have never seen a website, a business website, that would host a gratitude page. So, you know, when I first came upon your website, that spoke volumes about what kind of person you are and what kind of business person you are and what you're really up to in the world. Because I know we both know, and all the listeners out there who are tuning into BBS Radio certainly know, that gratitude is the key to the kingdom. That's the way to get all the stuff, is to be grateful for what you have.
There's no question about that. And we, I instituted that when we were working with Rhonda Byrne and The Secret. Mm-hmm. And what we were doing every day was making, each of us at Steller were making a gratitude list each day. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed natural to add that to the website. And what's really interesting about it is that all the right people like yourself notice it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the people we're meant to be working with are the people who comment about it. So
it's a really
helpful
great
piece.
Sorting tool.
It is a great sorting tool, and you know, it is so important, you know, to give thanks, and so we love to do that publicly. So
yes, and Steller is built for partnership at home and around the world. And if I could just read the definition for partnership as it says on your website. Partnership, relationship alignment, bond toward right action of two or more entities conducting business for mutual gain, growth, and benefit. That also speaks volumes. Just the entire website and the energy around it of integrity, consciousness, partnership, and connecting all the right dots it's very clear. And, you know, I personally believe that one person can make a difference. And being that Steller Communications is the one who really basically launched The Secret, that made such a huge difference in the world, and I know there's a lot of controversy around The Secret, and I, for one, believe that anything that gets people's attention about their own personal power to create a life, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, that they are the creators of their own reality and the creators of their own perception and the creators of their own illusions. I believe that, you know, having spearheaded and shepherded The Secret into the world just the way that you did, for the amount of time that you did, has made you already a leader and visionary, and not just a publicist, but as a person, as a force to be reckoned with. And, you know, I am very excited for your future.
Thanks. When you mentioned controversy, I think the controversy around The Secret is that it works.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more.
I believe that's the controversy, and you know, the Secret was a great client to work with. It fulfilled my vision on so many levels, which is getting transformation and consciousness out to the masses. And you know, one of the things that I love the most is that when I'm speaking with journalists, many of them, and I'm a former journalist, as you mentioned in the bio, you know, you're trained to be very skeptical. I was probably one of the least skeptical of any, but there's a training to be skeptical. And, you know, so when I speak with these journalists, and I have messages like The Secret and some of the other wonderful clients that we've worked with and are working with today, mm-hmm. I get a chance to break through that skepticism and, you know, have these people hear the message and get it out on a wider scale. And, you know, I've known since I was a young child that my life was to make a big difference. I didn't know exactly how, and I know that, you know, the work I've been doing with Stellar and with The Secret and other clients since that time is realizing that, and it's very satisfying. And that's part of what I was reflecting on today, looking back at my life the last, especially year and a half that I've known you, and you've been a force in my life. You know, so much of what I saw as a child and then as an adult, seeing what was possible for, you know, communicating great messages come to fruition. So it's a really great, great time.
Yes, it is. And, you know, for the listeners out there, you know, it's not a natural thing to ask yourself, when you wake up in the morning, you know, if you happen to be journaling, or those of you who aren't journaling yet, I would really, really invite you to begin just writing down your thoughts the minute you wake up, even if it takes, you just do it for 3 minutes. It really makes a difference. And if you just ask yourself or ponder or look at and review what was really important to you when you were a child, what was really, really important to you when you were, let's say, 8 years old, I mean, really important to you, you'll find that ironically, you're doing that very thing today if you are following your instincts and your intuition. You're doing that very thing today. You might be a dry cleaner or a barista at a coffee house, and it's who you're being that is the thing that matters most about what you wanted to do when you were a child. It's who you're being as an adult, and it doesn't matter what job you have. You can bring that part of yourself and that passion to whatever it is you're doing. And John, I see every day that that's what you do. And I happen to know, you know, when you were a child that you prayed a lot and you had a great relationship with your higher power, with Creator, and that, you know, you would pray until you were tearful and just really feel listened to and heard and really feel that you got to communicate yourself. And it's quite natural that you would be a conscious public relations executive today, or executive or person or leader, actually, and making such an impact the way that you are. I know that when you were in the Chris Howard Breakthrough to Success, or was it Billionaire Bootcamp, you announced that you were going to have leaders and visionaries for Stellar and that you would be at Oprah within a year.
There were openings in both of Chris Howard's programs. At the Breakthrough to Success program, which I would imagine some of the listeners have taken, and if they haven't, I believe Chris's website is on our site.
That's www.e-pr.com. You'll see,
right.
If you just on clients. You'll see all the clients there.
And looking at clients.
I wonder if Chris ended up being a stellar client.
Oh yes, absolutely. And he was part of that. He was. Well, let me just take it back to his Breakthrough to Success program, which was a 3-day course that he offered in Los Angeles. And that course, in a visioning session, I saw there weren't signs that set up for Winfrey, but I knew exactly what it was. My vision was that I was in a very large hallway outside a very large room, and there was a very bright light coming from that room into the hallway that was flashing on us. I was in a circle of 7 or 8 people, and what I got was that it was me with clients at the Oprah Winfrey Show, because as a publicist, that's one of the places that you look. It's a mark to hit, and mm-hmm. because of the exposure that Oprah has. And so I just intuitively knew what it was, and I think I shared with a few people, but it wasn't until I got to Chris's Billionaire Bootcamp program in Hawaii a couple months later that I really got a better handle on how that was going to unfold. And it was at that program that I stood up in front of about 100 people and I said, you know, Stellar is going to represent the world's greatest leaders and visionaries. And within a couple months, Chris Howard was a client. And then within, 4 months, Rhonda Byrne was a client. And that was a whole line of wonderful coincidences that led to that happening. Basically, Stellar gave Rhonda the opportunity to show the secret at a film festival, which she had been intending mm-hmm. and had been put on her gratitude list, I'm sure. And that happened, and she turned to me and said, you know, you and Stellar will be the one to carry the message mm-hmm. and get us to Oprah and get us to other places. So I did.
And didn't she fall in your arms and weep when she said that?
Yes, she did.
That's pretty great.
It was amazing, and I was in a lodge of a really wonderful facility in Lake Tahoe where the Lake Tahoe Film Festival is being held, and she did say, you know, John, you're the one. She fell into my arms and was weeping, and I just, I'll never forget, I instantly looked up and you know, it's like, God, thank you. Thank you. I got this, you know, this message is in good hands.
Right.
And the only concern that her CEO had was, will you be handling this yourself, John? And I said to him, yes, Bob, I absolutely will. You can count on me to be the one that carries this very important vision. And to this day, I keep saying we. I mean, we are a team. I am working with every client directly, and I will always be doing that because that's just my nature. And one of the things you talked about earlier in the conversation was going back to your dreams. You know, what were you thinking as a child? And I was really joyful to realize that when I look back at my dreams, my dream was being an architect and a builder. And I used to, I won't say break into construction sites, but I found ways to get into construction sites of homes and condominiums mm-hmm. where I grew up. And it was just fascinating to me to see how they came together. Mm-hmm. And what I realized is that, you know, I'm not an architect and builder in what I thought was going to be the case. The universe put me in a place where I'm an architect and a builder of visions.
Right.
And, you know, it was like, wow, I'm, you know, at age 43, I'm doing what I saw when I was 8,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm just doing it in a different way. And, you know, the work that I'm doing directly and sometimes it's indirectly is touching millions of people. It's like I got exactly what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, for, you know, spiritual Hollywood listeners that haven't looked back, you know, yet at what they were, you know, dreaming about when they were kids, you might be surprised to find that you're doing exactly what you asked for. Mm-hmm. And if you aren't doing it yet to the degree that you could be, start now. Start now. You know, expand what you're doing. I know, you know, in my life with you personally and professionally, I'm expanding every day. I said that in front of Reverend Michael at Agape Church and about 1,200 people on March 22nd of 2009 of this year. So
that was your wedding vow to me.
Yeah, I meant it, you know, and I'm doing that and I'm living it. And, you know, some days it looks like baby steps and other days it's bigger steps. But, gosh, for all of the people listening to us speaking right now, if you're doing what you envisioned and it's not quite as big as you thought, step it up, expand it. And if you're not yet where you thought you would be, wow, just take a step to the right or left, and I'm sure you'll be
and look closer again.
And closer to what you envisioned, because you know how it is, Katie. We get messages from the start that we're supposed to have, and it's a matter of how true we are to those.
Well, I knew when I first met you, we knew each other. We met first, laid eyes on each other January 14th of 2007. Yeah. I was wearing Pukui nuts that my wonderful, beautiful client, Tracy Doherty, made for me with her own two hands, with my favorite stone in silver at the bottom of the Kukui nuts, which is lapis lazuli. And I'd worn those Kukui nuts for at least a year everywhere I went. And I had interviewed Mike Dooley, who was one of the teachers on The Secret, on my radio show, and we'd had such a great interview. He invited me to a seminar when he came to Los Angeles because he's based in Florida. So I said, absolutely, I'd love to come. So I showed up with my Kukui nuts, and I walk in the room, and lo and behold, there is another person wearing Kukui nuts, and I had not seen that ever in Los Angeles. So, you know, and I was on a 2-year hiatus from dating anybody. I was completely becoming my own beloved. I wasn't interested in romantic relationships at all. I was perfectly happy just being the girlfriend to the universe and raising consciousness however I could and enjoying my life to the absolute fullest. And I was bold enough to walk right up to you, and I said, you know, we're both wearing Kukui nuts. I have to know your name. I'm Kate Romero. Who are you? And you just said your name was John. And I said, wow, so look at this. And you said, did you go to Billionaire Boot Camp? And I said, what's that? And you proceeded to blow me off. And then I memorized.
No, I completely blew you off.
You walked away, and I memorized the back of your head, which is really funny because when I see the back of your head now, after all this quantum leaps we've been through that are nothing short of divine planning and divine providence, I look at the back of your head, and I'm like, you're that guy who blew me off. You didn't do it once. You did it twice. And right. I said that to you the other night, and I'm just like, wow, there's no way we could have gotten to where we are right now without divine intervention causing it. It just wouldn't be possible. And, I mean, our whole relationship is such a miracle. And, you know, I believe miracle means act of God, act of creator source. And it's just amazing. And then when you blew me off at the Mike Dooley seminar, I didn't see you again. And then I had breakfast with Mike Dooley the next morning because he sends out those notes to the universe. At his website is www.tut.com. Go there and sign up for the notes from the universe. They will blow your mind. And this one particular night, I was at 2:30 in the morning. I'd sworn off pancakes because they're like sponges and they just soak up tons of syrup. And by the time you eat them, you've eaten a half a bottle of syrup. And it's 2:30 in the morning, and I was just craving pancakes. And I never did things like that. So I made myself some pancakes, and I put a little bit of syrup on them. And I looked down at my plate. I was working on my computer, and sure enough, the syrup all got soaked up like a sponge into my pancakes. And I see that a note from the universe came in, so I clicked on it, and it said, you know, Kate, as it is in life, you are definitely allowed to put more syrup on your pancakes. And I looked around for a camera in my home to see, you know, is somebody watching me? Is this a joke? What's going on? It really, really was surreal. And, you know, at the time, it was like almost 3 in the morning by then. I called my mom, and I said, guess what just happened? And I told her the story, and then I emailed her the note I got, and she saw it for herself, and she said, "Girl, I just hope that you're wearing pajamas," in case somebody was watching. So we had breakfast the next morning, so I could literally have pancakes with the universe, which is Mike Dooley's thing. So I asked him, who was the publicist for Rhonda Byrne, and how can I get her on my show? Because what a perfect fit to have Rhonda Byrne in The Secret on Spiritual Hollywood, which is, you know, we're all about raising consciousness using Hollywood. And he said, well, she's got a publicist, and I don't know who he is, but call Joe Vitale's secretary, Suzanne Burns, and she'll give it to you. So immediately when I got home, I made that cold call. She gave me the information. I went, wow, this person's in Burbank. That's so cool. So I called the number, and I said, hi, this is Kate Romero. I'm talk show host of Spiritual Hollywood, and I just had Mike Dooley on my show. He goes, oh, what a coincidence. I was at Mike Dooley's seminar on Sunday. I said, you were? So was I. Maybe you saw me. I had on a brown beret. He goes, yeah, I saw you. I'm the guy in the cuckoo nuts. So there's some more of the divinity in action. And so we got a chuckle out of that. And then I saw you again another place wearing our cuckoo nuts. And then, you know, time went by and we communicated and became friends and met for coffee. And the minute I met for coffee with you, I asked you if you had a success management division in your company. And you said no. And I said, you're going to need one. And I still believe that. And that's what we're looking at creating right now. And I believe that every person out there, if you would just believe strongly enough that you have the right to be extraordinary, you have the right to express your greatness to the fullest extent, you too would need a success management division in your life.
Right.
You would. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. First of all, there's two things I want to share. But first of all, I wanted to publicly, because we're out on your radio show right now, publicly thank you for your love and your persistence. And because, as you said, it blew you off twice. And I was a challenging character. And one of the big reasons was that at the time we met, there were a lot of people coming after me, and you did not do that by any means. But there were a lot of people that were, you know, once they found out I was Rhonda Byrne's publicist and the lead person, the lead contact, and basically the lead contact in Los Angeles and an access point to her, it was like a fire hose got connected to the side of the building here. So. Again, you weren't one of those people, and I was in a place where, you know, I did blow you off several times and was a challenging character.
I didn't even know who you were.
Right, and there was a point where you blocked my email because you just, you know.
So I didn't want to hear from you.
Right. So I'm publicly thanking you. I'm so grateful that you had the patience and persistence and the willingness to, you know, have me first be your colleague, friend, and, you know, now God-intended secret partners, we call ourselves. So thank you. The follow-up piece I wanted to say to what you just shared was that I totally agree that every person has greatness within them, and it's like this seed that needs water and sun and care and nurturing. And there are a lot of people, and you and I were in this group, that didn't get a lot of that watering and sun from any external people in our lives. And so we've taken it upon ourselves, and you've been on this path longer than I have, and so you're my role model in this area that I see a lot of your success. You know, then it becomes the individual's role to water and, you know, feed themselves and build this seed. And there's so many great resources out there. And one that's been helpful to you and I is a stellar client, Joan C. King, and her Cellular Wisdom. Specifically, we both read through Cellular Wisdom for Women. So I encourage everyone listening to, you know, do whatever you can to evoke this greatness in yourself. whether it's reading or conversations with friends or having a coach or quantum hypnotherapy, which is one of the great things that you offer, Katie, that I've had myself, and you know, we're both seeing a big impact from that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the seed of greatness. It's like this jewel that we all are, that we have this opportunity to bring out in the world. And I feel like, you know, Stellar has been around a few years, and it's just getting started, largely through the influence that you've had in my life and the role model that you are for me. So I also thank you for that.
You're quite welcome, and I do appreciate what you said, and I hear you loud and clear. You're such an amazing person. And,
May I share something else while you're thinking?
Yes.
Okay. I take this in my own life. It's not what I do in the world. You know, there are people, you know, in this line of work, you know, PR, media support, that, you know, will write news releases make phone calls and send emails, and it's not what you do, it's how you do it. You know, it's that consciousness. And that's another thing that, you know, people listening have an opportunity to really take on, you know, in addition to evoking their greatness, is, you know, it's like you said, it doesn't matter if someone's a barista. You know, it's how they do it. And you and I love coffee. And you, basically, as soon as we step one foot inside the door, we know how the experience is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people that meet us and know us have, and you know, have that sense about it. They step one foot, you know, inside our lives, and they know how it's going to go. They know that they're going to have, you know, good experience. So it's
extraordinary.
So it's not what I do or what you do or what anyone listening does. It's how you do it, you know, and that's going to attract the gold.
Yes, and there's one thing in particular that when I first met you, I really, really respected about your approach to public relations. You know, a lot of people, and I'm also a talent manager, and I've been in the entertainment industry for almost 3 decades, so I've seen a lot of things. And one of the things that I have done for myself is created a reputation from just showing up this way for being a velvet hammer. And what I mean by that is I get in to the person's consciousness by respecting their time, by respecting the way they do business, by learning what they need and providing that before they even ask. And one thing I notice about you and the way that you run Stellar is you will call your media outreach people and ask them if they are open to hearing about one of your clients and receiving, you know, one of their books or their media kit. You actually ask them if they are willing to take a look before you send it out. And I know there are a lot of agents and managers in the entertainment industry who just do the buckshot approach, where they just put like 100 pictures per role when a casting director is looking to book a movie, and you know, they don't even think about, is the person right for the role or not. You know, the role could be for a handsome Marlboro man type look, and they'll send out, you know, child for that. They don't even think about it. They just get, you know, send a package with all their clients in it. What you do is you make intelligent choices, and I watch you do it every day when you do your media outreach for your clients, for our clients, because I don't know if the listeners know this, but I'm the vice president of visionary talent and new business at Stellar, and I'm constantly conscious of who's out there and who's walking their talk, and bringing the best, most suitable people to Stellar through, you know, just using the ask, believe, receive premise that also we learned from The Secret and the Law of Attraction, which absolutely works because the last 6 letters of attraction are action, and we are constantly in action towards our intention. And I now have forgotten where I was going with this. Can you get me up to speed about what I was talking about?
What's that? get you up to speed. I'm taking notes.
Oh, are you? Okay, good. But the thing is that you have a wonderful way of getting the media attention and connecting the right dots for our clients because of who you're being. You're absolutely, I've heard more people than not comment on your professionalism, comment on how you get them interested when anybody else would call, that they would be put off or their eyes would glaze over within the first, you know, syllable. And what you do is, your intention is absolutely crystal clear from hello, on your media outreach calls. And I've seen, gosh, the ratio is so high, like a 90% positive, receptive, demeanor from the media outreach you do just by your approach. And, you know, that's why it's so important to really, really have the kind of clients, anybody out there who has clients, to have the kind of clients that you believe in with your heart and soul, and that you've used their products and they absolutely do work, and you know, you invest your time and your energy, you're emotionally available, you're not pawning it off on somebody else, and not to make anybody wrong who needs assistance out there and interns to help them. But, you know, to have a hands-on grassroots approach makes Stellar different. And also a knowing and a belief that your intentions will bring fruit. I've just been, you know, in awe and so impressed sitting across the office from you at my desk watching how you do things. And you're always, always looking for ways to up your game and to touch people's hearts even more, you know. And the best way to do that, for the listeners out there, I'm sure you intuitively know this, the best way to touch anybody's heart is to get in touch with your own heart and to really learn about your greatness, and to really, and it has nothing to do with ego, but to really accept yourself, warts and all, no matter what, because what you find to be your biggest flaw might be your greatest gift. And if you find that, you know, you have, think you have a flaw and you're hiding it, then your gifts will never get out in the world. And one thing that Stellar does is it helps open up the client to even bring out more of their greatness that they didn't even realize was in there. So, you know, it's like Stellar is an amazing, incredible public relations company that offers full service. I mean, it's like life coaching, coaching the coaches, allowing people to unfold to be their best self. We amplify their best parts. We do that for one another. We amplify each other's best parts. Never have I seen such a more willing person to listen, understand, honor, and respect, and just completely, unconditionally be a friend and a partner and a colleague, you know, not to mention a husband. I mean, husband is just the cherry on top of all that you bring to my life, and I watch you and I'm amazed, you know, moment by moment, and it's like it's, we completely have an enchanted life, and I hope nobody out there is gagging by all this, you know, wonderful syrupy stuff I'm saying, but I do not consider myself to be someone who says things that aren't true, and I'm saying that this is true, and I'm saying that if John and I can have this kind of upward spiral in relationship where we set one another up to win, then anybody and everybody can have this. And as John alluded to earlier, we did not get, if we were flowers, we didn't get watered and nurtured and cared for. We got stepped on a bit even and crushed underneath some heels, which, you know, it's not to make anybody wrong for that. It's, you know, these days, conscious parenting is more about, you know, being available to your child and helping them explore their gifts and hone their gifts. Whereas back in when we were children, parents were, you know, busy and kids were to be, you know, seen and not heard, basically, and we weren't really honored for who we are as children. And if we could come from a difficult childhood and have this kind of wonderful life together, then we know that every person can have this too. And there's nothing stopping anyone from it except your opinion of yourself. And, you know, as I said earlier in the interview, I myself was becoming my own beloved for 2 years before you and I ever met, John. And you were working on yourself very diligently as well. And so we were both recognized that in one another immediately. And on our first meeting, we both brought each other personal development things like CDs and books and, you know, gifts to make our lives better. And that has never stopped. And, you know, we've been through about 10 years of growth in a year and a half, and it's just amazing. It seems like it's been 10 years, and it seems like it's been a blink of the eye. So it's the best of the best, and we are having it all, and anyone can have it all. It just really depends on what you believe about yourself and your life, and you can start from right now and right now some more to just begin really accepting yourself for all that you are and all that you aren't. And, you know, before we get too close to the end of our Spiritual Hollywood Hour, I'm going to invite the listeners out there to call in, and I'll give you the toll-free numbers for that. Toll-free in the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And anyone who would like to call direct who happens to be up in the area, it's 530-876-3222. And again, the website for Stellar Communications is www.e-pr.com. And, you know, one of the reasons why I haven't had you on sooner, John, is because we've just been busy building and building and building and building. And, you know, we've just...
But are you still there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, now I can.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, we've moved into a home and our family is growing, and we just got wonderful Chewbacca, the teacup Yorkshire Terrier, and now we brought home a sibling for him who is King Louis Vuitton, the 14th, and
right.
He is a long-haired Chihuahua, a tiny toy Chihuahua. And, you know, as I mentioned before, the 9-year-old and 13-year-old and 26-year-old children who will always be our babies, our family is growing leaps and bounds and only expanding. So the expansion is happening everywhere, and it's only possible to happen outside of you if it happens inside of you first. So,
right.
You know, what are some action steps? What would you recommend for the listeners, you know, one action step to start the inner expansion?
Well, you mentioned journaling earlier in the conversation, and boy, that is a great place to start. And I've shown you my journals. You've seen. I see the value in the words that I wrote, you know, 4 and 5, 6 years ago,
mm-hmm.
as I was, you know, getting closer to this path of being ready to be your God-intended sacred partner. So
mm-hmm.
I would say journaling is really helpful. You know, take some quiet time, 5-10 minutes each morning before your day starts. And you know, I used to call it a gift for myself. I would give myself a gift of taking that, you know, it's usually 10 or 15 minutes. Journaling is super helpful. I, a couple months ago, made a list of all of the resource people in my life. And
mm-hmm.
I'm still building on that list. That would be another really smart thing to do if someone who's listening hasn't done that yet. Look
mm-hmm.
at who's in your life. I have a belief that I can get in touch with any one I need to reach for my clients, and I've also claimed it for you and I now, you know, for myself and for you, Katie, in 3 phone calls or less. So
mm-hmm.
who are your resource people that you're, you know, less than 3 phone calls away from? That would actually be a pretty big list. I think
mm-hmm.
if you said, who am I 1 phone call away from, that would be a list. And my list are people in different areas. You know, who is a master coach? Who is a master accountant / CPA? And I've listed those people in my life, and I have it up here at the office. And it's really helpful, you know, to know I'm not alone. You know, that
mm-hmm.
I've got people that I can call on and people that can call on me. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would say make a list of resource people in your life. So journaling, make a list of resource people. I would get out in the world, in your field, or where you'd like to be working, and ask questions. Mm-hmm. You know, interview people. I'm fortunate because when I'm on the phone with media people, I'm speaking with them and finding out what's happening in their world, and that expands my world. So, you know, in your own profession, whatever it may be, expand yourself. You know, get out and ask questions, find out what other people are doing. You know, have your finger on the pulse of what's going on in your industry.
Yeah, like for actors, read the Daily Variety, the Hollywood Reporter, watch all the latest shows at least once so that you'll know how to prepare the material should you get an audition for those shows, things like that.
Yes. Well, and what I noticed at Samuel French Bookstore, we were there a few months ago, is that, you know, some of their top-selling books are, you know, directed to personal development. And growing,
yeah.
Growing the inner actor before the, you know, the outer actor is ready for the audition,
mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a plug for your book, by the way.
Yeah. And that book,
the end of the anonymous actor, coming soon. You know, so even the same of French as the world are looking, you know, at what's going on inside, you know. Crack this person open and what is in there.
Yeah, because if you don't know yourself, you can't play any character.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't know how. So it's vital, vital, vital. And as a publicist, John, what would you say to the actors listening? Because I know there are several actors listening. As a publicist, do you think that that it would behoove an actor to hire a publicist? And if so, at what stage of their career would it be best, do you think?
Well, I think even if an actor is at an early stage in their career, they could speak with someone like myself to get a clear picture of who they are. And
mm-hmm.
what I mean by that is really hone in on what your gifts are. You know,
their niche.
Their niche.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from their background, from the gifts they've been given. There may be certain roles that they're really, you know, just right for. And
mm-hmm.
and so instead of, you know, fishing around for what they should do and putting a lot of energy into different areas, really, what's the word, drill down
mm-hmm.
is a term I've heard used before to what's there for them. And I think
mm-hmm.
even as a young actor, they can also craft a vision. You know, what is the vision for their work? Is it artistic expression? Is it about, I look at some actors these days who they're known more for their philanthropy than for their acting. You know,
yes.
why do they want this? You know,
mm-hmm.
why do they want this? And that's just going to make their intentions even more clear. And what I've noticed in my life the last 3 or 4 years is the clearer that I am about what I'm asking for,
mm-hmm.
the more clearly it shows up. And also, and this, I think this is for actors and everyone else listening, is ask for more than you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Right.
Why not? You know what, Katie, it's, you know, your expression doesn't cost you anything to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And forgive me, I don't remember all the words, but it's like that. It doesn't cost you any more to imagine. So why not? Imagine, here's the actor, for the actor, imagine yourself receiving the Oscar,
mm-hmm.
you know, or the Emmy, or the series regular part, whatever that is. So the actor starting out early, yes, speak with someone like myself who's in public relations and speaks to the media, or someone that's into marketing, someone that you trust, someone that has a reputation of integrity and excellence, and someone that you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
And hear what they have to say, because, you know, if you're in your own head about your career, whether you're an actor or a barista or a visionary, you're not serving that vision. You know, bring in another person or a group of people to give you feedback.
In that regard, would you say that a masterminding group for actors would be a good idea?
Yes, Yes, I think from what I've heard you say and from what some actors I've heard say over the years, that you can kind of get stuck in the Hollywood circle or cycle, kind of like mm-hmm. politicians in Washington, D.C. can get trapped in the, I think they call it the green belt, I don't remember what they call it, but basically you can get so caught up in that world that you don't, you're stuck, you know, you get stuck in small thinking. And you really want to pull yourself out. And a mastermind group of maybe more non-actors than actors could be really helpful to someone who is looking to have a successful acting career.
Kind of like Elite's Club for actors.
Yeah. It
like a casting director, producer, a director, a writer, actor, a couple of actors, even acting coach or people who print pictures, photographers, you know, a group of people who support one another as a community.
Absolutely, and just a couple of casting director-related functions that I've been to with you have really opened up my eyes to what's available out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like the thought of getting out in your industry, and if you're an actor, your industry is talent managers and agents and casting directors,
mm-hmm.
you know, getting out and hearing what casting directors have to say and actually knowing exactly what you need to do to get the job. I felt like after going to a couple of events, I thought, boy, if I were an actor, I would really have a much clearer idea of what these folks needed, and
mm-hmm.
I'd actually be in there listening. I could get out of my world, and I could know what they needed me to offer to be hired.
Right, and one thing that you did do when I was invited to be on a panel for AIA Studios for one of their weekends they had for actors, you were just sitting in the background watching every actor audition and how they came in, how they acted, their performance, how they ended it, the whole thing. Hello?
Yes, now I'm hearing you again.
Oh, so did you hear what I said about when you came with me when I was on the panel for AIA Studios?
Yeah, I heard all of it until the last couple sentences.
And how a person exited the room and how they did their performance. You know, the people who shot themselves in the foot, it was very obvious. The people
yes.
who really nailed it was very obvious. And for the most part, 85% of the time, you know, you'd want to fall asleep, and then there would be that one actor who would come in and just inspire you, right?
Right, right. Yes. Well, and it goes back to what you were saying earlier, and I appreciate you acknowledging me for the way I practice public relations,
mm-hmm.
which is that I'm respectful. And this might sound corny to some of the people listening, but I'll go back to the golden rule: treat others as you would like to be treated. And, you know, so the actors that came in that room that were respectful, that were thinking of how the person in the chair felt, knowing that they had already heard 30 other actors, you know, present their scene and step in and do something fresh, you know, it was the combination of factors. But really that consciousness of, okay, here's another person, they have feelings, you know, don't know what's gone on in their life. You never know. I mean, somebody may have had a quarrel with a loved one in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know what you're walking into. And so, you know, whether you're on the phone or live, you want to be putting your best foot forward and be considerate of that other person. And that goes a really long, long way. You know, to operate like that.
And to be remembered in a positive way. And also, the one way that I've noticed as someone in this industry and even public relations is when you're on the phone or when you're approaching someone, no matter what you're doing, to be present, comfortable in your own skin, that will have you be remembered far more than trying to be funny or being on or being anything less than authentic. And,
right.
you know, people will not remember so much what you said to them. They will remember how you made them feel. And if you come in and you're authentic, that representative, someone who can help you in your career, is going to be inspired by your authenticity, and they will remember you for that because you made them feel at ease because you were at ease.
Yeah. Well, and there may be, I think there's approaching 7 billion people on the planet,
mm-hmm.
and it's a very small world,
mm-hmm.
very small. And, you know, this opportunity for all of us to be the best, you know, you say it like this, be the best you can be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing, and that's what I know many of the people listening to the show are doing. So I, you know, I'm, again, grateful to be having this conversation and
mm-hmm.
and to have all of us uplifted by it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Once again, the Stellar Communications website is www.e-pr.com. And on the gratitude page, there's a little place at the bottom of it that says, what are you grateful for, and an email address to send what you're grateful for to us. And, you know, for the listeners out there, this might seem like nepotism to have John on my show, but I've really waited a long time to have him on the show for that, partly that reason, because, and another one is we're just very, very busy in our life building and building and building as architects for visionaries and to build our own visions. And what really builds our visions is to help other people's vision get out there. It's like the enlightened millionaire present kind of model where the best way for me to become a millionaire is to help others become a millionaire. And where I start with is helping them find the gold that's inside of them, of who they really are. And so that's where I believe the wealth is. And when you find the wealth of who you really are, then it's against the law of nature for it not to show up everywhere else in your life, because life is holographic, meaning when you find the gold inside of you of who you really are, life being holographic, you're going to find the gold of everything in every other part of your life, including relationships, finances, health, family, you name it. You will just have covered it all when you start in that place. And, John, I see that that's what you have done, and that's what you keep doing. I see that you set yourself up to win constantly, and I set myself up to win constantly. And that's not language that your average person uses day to day. So I want to invite all the listeners out there to set yourself up to win starting right now. As soon as the show is over, find some way to set yourself up to win in the next hour or tomorrow or next week or in a month or in a year or in 5 years, whatever it is. Find some way to set yourself up to win. In your next conversation, you can just simply change how you are with that person. If you have a difficult confrontation coming up, how you are with that person can set yourself up to win. And the best way to do that in that particular instance would be to say something like this. You know, I understand that we're having a conflict right now, and I understand that you have strong feelings about that, and I want to hear what you have to say because how you feel is important to me, and I want to resolve this conflict because we both deserve to be happy. So if you just start your conversation that way instead of, you know, I told you I was right, and I knew I was right, and I told you so, I mean, that's not setting yourself up to win. You really want to set yourself up to win. You want to get in that other person's world. You want to get into their listening. You want to really feel what it's like in their shoes and come from that place. And I promise you, your life will transform. All of your relationships will, especially the one you have with yourself. So, John, it's now 7 o'clock, and I want to thank you so very much for all you bring to the world, for all you bring to our family, and for all you bring to me. And thank you for what you brought to our listeners tonight. And thank you for all the wonderful things you continue to bring and the most, you know, extraordinary person that you are and continue to expand on that, too, is just very, very obvious. And, you know, everyone listening, consider really what kind of public relations you have with yourself and set about being your own best publicist and just learn to love yourself. Thank you again, John, for being my guest tonight. And thank you, listeners. We'll be back next week with something wonderful again. And have a great evening. Good night, everybody.